October 13, 1926. How the divine will form the eclipse of the human will. I was fusing all of myself in the holy divine will, and while I was going around in it, doing my acts, my beloved Jesus moved in my interior and told me, "My daughter, every act, prayer and pain which the soul makes enter into the light of my will, becomes light and forms one more ray in the sun of the eternal volition. These rays form the most beautiful glory that the creature can give to the divine fiat, in such a way that, seeing itself so glorified by its own light, it invests these rays with new knowledges, which, turning into voices, manifest to the soul more surprises about my will. But do you know what these knowledges form for the creature? They form the eclipse of the human will. And the stronger the light is, and the more the rays are, the more strongly the human will remains dazzled and eclipsed by the light of my knowledges, in such a way, that it almost feels impotent to act, and so it gives field to the action of the light of my will. The human will remains occupied within the action of my will, and it lacks the time and the place to make its own act. It is like the human eye when it stares at the sun, the power of the light invests the pupil, and lording over it, it renders it impotent to look at other things. But in spite of this, it has not lost its vision. It is the power of light that has this power. It takes away any other object from one who looks at it, and allows him to enjoy no other light. I will never take freedom away from the human will, a great gift, given to man in creating him, which makes creatures distinguishable as to whether they want to be my children, or not. But, rather, with the light of the knowledges about my will, I will form more than solar rays, and whoever wants to know them and look at them, will be invested by this light. In such a way that, eclipsed, the human will take delight and love in looking at this light, and will feel fortunate that the action of the light takes the place of its own. So it will lose love and delight for the other things. This is why I am speaking so much about my will, to form powerful light, because the more powerful it is, the stronger is the eclipses it forms in order to occupy the human will. Look at the sky. It is an image of this. If you look at it at night, you will see it studded with stars. But if you look at it during the day, the stars no longer exist for the human eye. However, they are still at their place in the sky, just as at nighttime. Who had such power as to make the stars disappear, while they are present during full daylight? The sun. With the power of its light, it eclipsed them, but it did not destroy them. In fact, when the sun begins to set, they will return to show up in the vault of the heavens. It seems they are afraid of light, so they hide to give field to the action of the light of the sun, because, in their mute language, they know that the sun contains more effects of goods for the earth, and it is right they give field to the great action of the sun. So, as homage to it, they let themselves be eclipsed by its light. But as the eclipse ends, they let themselves be seen, there, at their place. So it will be between the sun of the knowledges about the supreme fiat and the human wills which will let themselves be illuminated by these rays of light of my knowledges. These will form the eclipse of the human wills which, in seeing the great good of the action of their light, will feel ashamed and afraid of acting with the human will, and will give free field to the action of the light of the divine will. Therefore, the more you pray and suffer in it, the more knowledges you draw to be manifested to you, and the more powerful the light becomes in order to form the sweet eclipse of the human will. In this way, I will be able to establish the kingdom of the supreme fiat.